855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything you want, from the political to the personal. This is Luther.
And Derek J.
On a very special edition of Free Talk Live. Ian is obviously in jail still, and Mark is out tonight, so Derek and I are hosting it up.
We take it over!
It's like some kids broke into this studio, turned on the mics, and just let things fly. So, Derek, you want to talk about something? Something pretty important happened today,
well,
right?
Well, yes, I have some pretty exciting news. Don't Ask, Don't Tell formally ends. It's not like everyone was following this law anyway.
Right.
But, there has been folks who have been openly gay in the military, but now this makes it uniform that it is okay for folks to be openly gay out in the military. It finally ended today. This article comes from The Guardian, .uk.
Mm-hmm.
And just goes through a little bit of backstory that this is an 18-year-old law. A lot of folks probably don't realize that Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been around for a while. I know I didn't realize that this was something Clinton did in 93. A lot of folks were saying it was a compromise toward equality because before, people weren't allowed to openly serve. Like, that was something they wanted to do.
Right.
I can't imagine.
Like, that has any kind of factor, really, on whether you're a good soldier or not.
Well, it's kind of hard for me just as thinking about this as an employer-employee relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys are supposed to be working basically 24 hours a day. You're employed 24 hours a day by the federal government.
Sure.
And so there's no real room for discussions about your significant others or even having conjugal visits or whatever you would call it when you're in the service, right?
Right.
There's no time for that. You're supposed to be working.
So,
well, now folks are allowed to be open about it, and they're not going to get kicked out. And I think the most horrible part of this is that 13,000 gay men and lesbians have been discharged after their sexual orientation was revealed. But,
wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's...
And this is over the course of how many years, would you say?
Well, since 93.
Since 93,
yeah,
okay,
so
yeah.
So 18 years.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, I would say that's not that many. In my estimation, I would think, wouldn't there be a lot more gay people serving? So it'll be interesting to see what kind of statistics we get about how many gay people serve now that they're allowed to collect that sort of data because people can be open about it.
Sure.
But I'm expecting that there won't be very many gay people in the military anyway. I don't know if it's just me projecting my own views onto what other gay people think, but I don't see it as like a utopia for the fags
gays
and the lover loving.
And why is that? Is it just the generally masculine, you know, very hedonistic attitude that soldiers might have?
Or I don't know.
You think something like the army might attract people like that?
Well,
or?
I would like to see how the gays in the military think of themselves as, like, are there more bears in the military or SEALs? Yeah, I know they have Navy SEALs, so I'm just wondering if there's any sort of sexuality that goes into that, like, the military has exclusively bears. Because I don't think there are too many, like, fancy fairies running around.
Okay,
polite
terms?
Yeah, well, a bear is, like, a muscular, big guy that's usually real hairy and has the persona of, like, one who bites down on bullets and smokes cigars and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that's mostly who's in the military right now, if at all, you know, if they're serving. But who knows? Maybe this will change the type of people who decide to join the military. If I knew that I could go and be surrounded by a bunch of men who are going to be changing in front of me, and this is sort of my job, I mean, this looks a little more attractive, right?
Sure, sure. Well, there's also that potential of death, though. I mean, you could be sent overseas. You never know where they're going to send you. I mean, if you're in the military, Even if you're like a computer or a communications expert, they might just put a gun in your hand and send you to some foreign nation and get shot at.
Right, and I do say those things jokingly, because of course I wouldn't recommend to anyone, gay or straight or whatever you are, do not join the military, not only for your own safety, but because you're being paid by people who don't necessarily want to pay you. I can speak for myself. I don't want to pay for anyone in the military, yet I am extorted to pay for those who do serve.
Right. It's not an option.
Don't do it just because the way you're paid is just kind of underhanded.
Sure.
You could definitely protect someone else if that's some just in you that you feel like you want to protect people, but that's not the way to do it.
Now, can we get to the root of what is obviously a homophobic policy to begin with? You know, what do you feel is the issue for people who wanted to enforce Don't Ask, Don't Tell, or who didn't want gays in the military anyway? Like the old "This Man's Army" was the old saying.
Well, the thing they always said about it was that it was for morale, right? They didn't want the troop like alignments. You know, I know nothing about the military, but from what I heard, they were concerned that in battle the troops would get nervous or something by being next to someone who they knew is gay, or I don't know, maybe they would feel like they need to protect someone more than others, either the straight person or the gay person.
Do you think maybe, like, if you were a straight person and you knew there was a gay guy in your platoon and, you know, he saved your life or something, how would that maybe make you feel less manly, emasculated in some way? If you're raised in that culture.
Yeah, and a lot of the folks, I'm generalizing here, this is
sure.
But a lot of the folks who I've seen join the military are raised in that sort of background where they look down on gay people or just are uncomfortable around them. And I don't know, I would think that they would just be afraid of being hit on. That's really what they're trying to protect themselves from.
Is that the worst that's
going
to happen?
Yeah, I think
I think that's flattering, personally, whether I'm hit on by a woman or a man. Like, even if I don't want to, even if I'm not reciprocating the attraction, you know, I'm still like, yeah, I look good.
Luther, I think normal people are flattered when they're hit on, but
yeah.
we're talking about psychopaths here.
And sure, yeah, they join this voluntarily to go kill the brown folks.
Right. Well, there's just nothing cute about being in the military. I just from my perspective, if folks are like, oh, yay, I can openly serve now, I just want you to take a second thought of what you're getting yourself into, because there's nothing cute about it. Being surrounded by a bunch of half-naked men, that's good, but you can do that other places.
Don't you think that our troops are protecting our freedoms?
Whose troops?
Isn't that what they're doing?
They're not mine. I didn't ask anybody to go to some foreign country or even this geographical region to protect me. I'll pay for my own protection services.
Sure.
I would rather not be extorted.
Well, do you think going over to other countries is protecting our freedoms anyway?
No, come on. There's no way that violence is going to create the world of peace that I want to see. So I wouldn't put any of my money toward people being violent. That's just not the kind of world I want to live in.
Sure. And I agree with you. Obviously, I'm just playing devil's advocate. But I hear this argument a lot. And actually, I lost a friend on Facebook, which, big deal. It's just Facebook. But it was kind of silly because she asked the question, when does free speech become, when do you become a traitor, you know, for free speech?
How so?
If you speak out against the government. And I said, never, because I don't owe allegiance to the Constitution. I never
right.
signed it. I don't owe allegiance to these strangers I've never met down in Washington.
Yeah. No, you have no contract with them.
She got very upset with me, and I think part of it is because her husband, who is my friend, or was my friend, we were in a band together, actually, is in the Navy. And I think that's a big part of why she's upset with me over this.
Ooh.
Is because and she's off defending my freedoms, apparently.
She's in the Navy?
No, he is.
Okay, the Navy's pretty gay, so she should be concerned about her husband. You know, just what I hear from the village people.
But you can sail the seven seas, and you can put your mind at ease in the Navy.
You know what they're talking about, folks.
855-450-3733. That's the number. Call in. Talk about how you feel about the military, how you feel about gays in the military, how you feel about our freedoms, whether troops are protecting or not. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Jesus said, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You know, secrets can make us sick. Things that we hide about ourselves, things that we've done, are things that have been done to us. And we may think that because we're ignoring them, they're not there, but I can tell you from experience that we have to confront things and deal with them. Always pray about when and how to confront things, especially things that have been buried for a long time. Emotional stability comes through learning how to live truthfully. I was abused by my father, and for many years I refused to deal with it. But finally I realized my secret was making me sick. God helped me deal with it, and he made me completely whole. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's a toll-free number. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. This is Luther.
And Derek J.
And we are talking about the end of an era. The end of a...
Indeed.
A truly despicable era. Just the end of don't ask, don't tell in the military.
It's kind of exciting, even though I don't want gays serving in the military. I don't want anyone serving in the military. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of nice that as an employer, the federal government has gotten to be
realistic.
So, yeah, a little more equal. caught up with 2011.
Yeah, welcome to the 21st century. I just don't understand it. I mean, like, if you're willing to defend your country, like, let's pretend I was a nationalist and I loved America and I got a hard on every time I saw the Stars and Stripes and a bald eagle.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And let's pretend, you know, wouldn't you want everybody, you know, to work towards that goal of defending it? Like, why would you want
everyone
choose?
To be in the military, you mean?
Well, some people do advocate that.
What?
But yeah, like Sparta back in the day.
Okay, Sparta. I think Switzerland, Israel, some countries do that with their people, right?
Sure.
Mandatory enlistment.
And what they ask, is mandatory enlistment. As soon as you turn 18, you have to serve X amount of years in the military, and then you're free to be a citizen.
I think that's, like, the definition of asking a lot. I mean, okay, put your life at risk for this group of people who, you know, you never signed some contract with. But if just by virtue of you being born in one certain geographical location makes you, you have to follow their rules.
Basically.
Right, exactly. That's asking a lot.
Well, I think things like this make more sense in a smaller society, like a hunter-gatherer or like a very, I don't want to use the word primitive, but a less industrialized agricultural society, you know, where your survival depends on your neighbors and your family, then I guess it makes a little more sense to be more involved with your community. Whereas in an industrialized society, where everything is specialized, every possible position in the marketplace is specialized, from computer programmers to radio hosts to cooks to the military.
Yeah, but I don't know how you mandate that someone serves another person by joining a military force. All you can do is shoot them in the back as they run away. You can't force someone to be interested in actually pointing the gun in the right direction, right?
Sure. And there have been studies that people who are don't necessarily want to be there will just intentionally not shoot at people. They'll just pull the trigger.
Yeah, they'll just, like, shoot rocks and stuff?
Well, no. They'll shoot, like, in the general area, but they won't intentionally hit anybody, because that's terrifying to take another human's life. That's got to be traumatizing.
Now that you bring it up, I'm sure there have been many who have served the military who have really only just shot at the sky because they didn't want to kill anybody, and I think that's noble of them, so
props
to you. But
but then again, I mean, it back when they had the draft, if you were forced into this type of situation and it was a kill or be killed situation, that's got to be just as disturbing. I mean, they used to call it shell shock, and then they called it something else, and now they call it post-traumatic stress. You know, basically they just keep adding syllables onto it, making it sound more complicated than it actually is.
I think the draft changes everything about the scenario. I mean, I did say earlier that you can't mandate that someone be interested in pointing in the right direction. Mm-hmm. I do kind of have to eat my words, because if you just draft someone and then drop them off in Vietnam while there's a war going on, I'm sure they're going to be interested in protecting their own lives. So,
sure.
Yeah, it's kind of lab rat experiment. Let's just see what happens when
would
we
they
throw
be more,
these people.
Would they be more interested in avoiding the conflict altogether as opposed to going out and killing some Asian guy or some brown person or whoever they are this time?
It
you know?
Depends, because as a lab rat human who's just being relocated to Vietnam, you can't just be like, hey guys, let's figure this out. Let's just talk it out and we'll solve this thing nonviolently, right?
Sure.
There's some language barriers. There's also
cultural
people who are shooting
barriers
at you and you don't know who your friends and enemies are.
Yeah. If you're at war already, the point of talking is over.
But, you know, now that you mention it, and having this come off the heels of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell formally ending, I am curious to see if an increased number of the gays, first of all, if there is an increased number of gays serving in the military, and then also if that helps to diminish the number of casualties. Like, maybe there could be some new approaches to the way we wage war in the modern world. Maybe we can just hold hands around a country and just make human barriers.
If you want to change war, you got to change the warrior.
Well, yeah.
That's how the saying goes.
New gay military. I think that should be the new step, right? Just all gay military.
Let's yeah. Maybe they could have new propaganda commercials like they do. The military is fabulous.
I think that would work. I mean, just promote it on Bravo and Logo, all those other gay channels. The gays will step right into it. Just put it to the beat of our drum.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I could see that happening.
But do you really want gays signing up for the military?
Well, now I do. I'm starting to think of new approaches, the nonviolent approaches to waging war, which is, you know, just holding hands and singing songs.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay. I don't see how that's necessarily going to win a war. Like, if someone's attacking you, you do have to defend yourself, right?
I don't think so. Okay, so I really don't think so, and I know I'm going to catch flack for that, but I do think the way to win any war is to just simply endure. So if that means that you die because you're not fighting back with violence, I kind of think that is the noble approach to take. As long as there's someone who will survive you, like if it's total human extinction, then no, you have to fight back. But if there's going to be someone to see your example and say, hey, that guy wasn't violent, that was a good way to handle the situation, I think that's admirable, then yeah, I think there will be other people to fill those shoes and be nonviolent, and then we'll see a more peaceful world.
Okay, yeah. I think that you should, you know, if someone's attacking you, you should at least stand up for yourself in some manner. You don't necessarily have to reciprocate with violence. I think that should be a last resort. The example I've always used is Bugs Bunny. You know, just mock them, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make them understand that they're being ridiculous, really.
Well,
and it worked for me when I was in high school and I had to deal with bullies, you know. Like, I just took all the wind out of their sails and they left me alone. I mean...
I don't know. There's a lot to be said for different fighting styles, right? But some people just kind of, I am rubber, you are glue, whatever you say, bounces off me and sticks to you sort of thing, where they just kind of let it pass through them. And that sort of takes away some of the steam from the bullies.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think fighting people with words, it can be encouraging of violence. If you're a Bugs Bunny type character,
well, I am one.
We see where that got Bugs Bunny, right?
Well, yeah,
he's always getting blown up, and
sure. But then this means war.
Well, he always won, so
yeah,
maybe that does mean something.
Well, that's because he was able to outsmart his opponent, not necessarily because he was able to outblow them up.
Oh, that's right. That's a good point. He was not the most violent.
Yep. 855-450-3733. Call in. Tell us what's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's a SACL CAI toll-free number you can call in. Talk about whatever you want. This is Luther.
And Derek J.
And speaking of callers, we've got Brody from Utah on the line. Brody, are you with us?
I am.
All right,
Brody. Hey, Brody.
How you doing tonight?
Hey. Good. Just so you know, I'm on Skype, so if I start breaking up, I'll understand if you have to let me go.
Okay.
Okay.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I wanted to call and talk to you guys about nutrition. I don't think you guys end up talking about nutrition too often.
Yeah, that's true. And, I would love to learn some things.
Sure.
What you got?
So I've learned some stuff recently, and I wanted to throw some names out first and then tell my story, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Have you guys heard of a gentleman named Gary Taubes, T-A-U-B-E-S?
No.
No.
All right, you can look up his video on YouTube. Have you heard of a gentleman named Dr. Miller?
No, that's a pretty generic name. Who's
yeah?
What's Dr. Miller's thing?
I have to admit, I don't follow nutrition that often. So,
okay, well, you might have heard of Dr. Miller. He writes for Lou Rockwell. So, if you've read Lou Rockwell at all, he's on there.
Okay,
and this is kind of where I got a lot of my information. Anyway, and Gary Taubes is an award-winning scientist, and Dr. Miller is a professor of surgery. And also, have you guys heard of the paleo diet?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Very popular among free staters up here in New Hampshire.
I think
I myself am a carnivore, and don't subscribe to it, but go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I think libertarians in general are finding out more about this, especially. But let me just tell you my background and why I'm so excited about this information I've come across. Is about 18 years ago, I was down in Mexico doing a volunteer work. And I did some things and changed up some stuff, and for the first time in my life, I was losing weight, and I ended up losing about 60 pounds in 6 months.
Whoa, congrats. And,
well, yeah, that was great at that time, and I was in the best shape I'd ever been in, and I wasn't hungry, and I was doing fantastic. And then I came back to the States, and as soon as I got back, I started gaining weight.
Hmm.
And I've been gaining about 5 pounds a year for the last 18 years. And I could not figure out what it was I was doing wrong and that I'd done right down there. And then I stumbled upon these guys, the Gary Taubes and Dr. Miller and the paleo diets.
Okay.
And what Gary Taubes found out, if you watch the video, he also wrote a book, is he did a 7-year study and on nutrition and found out. And also, Dr. Miller, these stats come from 100 years ago, 1 out of 100 Americans were fat. And today it's 30% of the Americans are obese.
Whoa.
And it's not like America 100 years ago was poor. America has been one of the richest places in the world for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't because they were necessarily poor that they were so thin back then. And anyways, what these two gentlemen found out through their research and studies is that saturated fats are good for us, that animal fat is good for us, that tropical oils are good for us. But instead, what happened is the government started interfering with diets and nutrition and made some decisions based on very shoddy studies. For example, the whole cholesterol thing. Was with where a scientist gave some rabbits cholesterol. Well, they're herbivores, so of course cholesterol is very bad for them. But the government took that study and ran with it. Whereas
right.
If you give cholesterol to dogs, they do very well. And there's all this new information coming out about HDL cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, triglycerides that they talk about in this information. And anyways, the basic point is our ancestors, our grandparents. They ate much more natural diet, and today we have trans fats, which are the oils that most fast food restaurants use to fry their food in, and a lot of packaged goods have it. There's corn syrup and everything, which is a sweetener, sugar in a lot of packaged goods.
Well, what's the paleo recommendation for a sweetener?
I was just looking at that today, and it's. Stevia is probably the best.
What is this called? Stevia or stevia?
Yeah, stevia.
Oh.
Stevia.
Okay.
It also natural local honey or molasses are good sweeteners. But, you know, I changed my diet a couple months ago, and just by watching what these guys talked about, I completely changed my diet. I dropped all soda, all sugary drinks.
Do you have more energy
now? Do you have more energy?
Yeah, I definitely have more energy.
I hear a lot of folks say that.
Yeah.
I've been losing weight, and I'm full. I eat lots of meat, lots of vegetables. You can have fruits. They say stay away from milk. Some people drink milk, cheeses, dairy, you know, all pretty good for you. And but it's just and then also there's a movement as well, I'm sure you've heard of going to grass-fed beef, grass-finished beef.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to like that. And it's very popular up here in New Hampshire, especially where it's easy to get access to locally grown beef. You know, you can go right to the farmer and buy it. There's not as much restriction here up here.
Yeah, and I here in Utah, I've looked and I found a farm that sells grass-fed beef. And also another thing interesting thing I learned about is that, you know, animal fat's really good for you, actually. he did a study he looked at current hunter-gatherer societies and what they ate and how they lived, and found that some of them ate up to 80% of their diet was fat, and they have very low rates of heart disease and very, very low weight.
That's very interesting.
It sounds like the moral of the story is just don't eat crap, right? Is that the basic gist? Because everyone knows high fructose corn syrup and all the refined sugars
are
crap.
But I hear a lot of people claiming that if you eat carbs that you're not gonna live it long. I've heard people even claim that carbs cause cancer and that cancer didn't exist before people ate carbs.
Is that your contention, Brody?
Well, I mean, like you were saying, don't eat crap. But I think the problem with America. I mean, the problem I had is I didn't realize I was eating crap. I thought I was eating fairly healthy. I mean, I was having a couple sodas a day, maybe three sometimes.
But you knew better than that. You knew that your grandparents weren't eating that. Well, if you're talking about your ancestors from 10,000 years ago, you know the ones from 200 years ago didn't drink that.
Well, the story...
The problem is the misinformation. In 1995, in the mid-90s, the Heart Association came out and said it's okay to eat all the sugar you want.
Wow. Yeah, but people...
Okay, well...
You know better, though.
I'd like to get back...
I do now.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to get back to this idea that, you know, a century ago we were eating less carbs, which is something I hear from a lot of people. I don't know if you agree with that or not, Brody.
Well, I don't know about less carbs, but we were eating a lot less refined flour.
Sure, sure. And a lot was, there was a lot less being manufactured. I mean, there obviously refrigeration and preserving food technology has come a long way in the last 100 years. But the story I usually tell people who tell me not to eat carbs is that my great-grandmother, who's Italian, so right off the bat she's eating pasta, bread, and wine at almost every meal, lived to be 99 years old.
And I'm not one of those that's on the bandwagon saying don't eat carbs.
Sure, and that's what it sounds like from talking to you.
Well, no, I'm saying don't eat trans fats.
Yeah.
Those are the dehydrogenated oils. And the vegetable oils have polyunsaturated fats that aren't good for you.
So like margarine?
I'm saying, yeah, don't eat margarine.
Yeah.
Don't eat fried foods at restaurants. I'm also saying stay away from the refined flours. You know, if you're going to eat grains, eat whole grains.
Right.
And stay away from the white sugars.
Stay as natural as possible, basically. Stay away from the bleach stuff.
Stuff your grandparents would recognize as food. Is that the basic gist?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Well, it's kind of hard because there's so much delicious food out there today. I don't know. Our grandparents didn't have access to Dunkin' Donuts, but if they did, I'm sure they would stop by and grab a treat.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
we gotta we gotta go to break, Brody. But thanks for the call. And hopefully we'll hear from you soon. That was a very informative call for me.
Yeah, well, thanks for filling us in, Brody.
Yeah, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the scooter store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free number. Almost giving out the wrong number.
Don't give out your personal number. What are you doing?
Give me a call, baby. Let me know what you're doing tonight. This is Luther.
And Derek J.
And we just got done talking to Brody about nutrition.
Yeah, Brody had some good points about nutrition. I think that's important to keep in mind. I have a really unhealthy diet.
Yeah, and he said to keep away from trans fats. And we talked about this briefly over the break, that margarine was actually created during World War II as a butter substitute because all the dairy product was being used by the government.
I don't trust it. I don't know. Margarine's just a little funky to me.
As a cook,
spreads better, but still.
As a cook, it's a poor substitute for butter. Fat is flavor, and you want to put butter in whatever you're cooking because it'll taste better.
Yeah, I guess the only reason people use margarine is because it's cheaper. I love butter. I don't know anyone who's just like, oh, yeah, butter sticks.
Really? Just eat it by the stick?
And yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dip it in some mayonnaise, maybe?
I just use an excessive amount when I'm making grilled cheeses and stuff like that.
It's better than having a burnt grilled cheese.
Well, it's not just what
keeps it. I think everybody can agree with that.
It's not just what keeps it from being burnt, but I even don't mind if my grilled cheese is, like, a little soggy from all the butter. Just dripping as I...
Sure. I took an anthropology class when I briefly went to college, and we learned that foods that taste good are things that your body needs anyway, like sodium. Your body needs sodium, so it craves it. Fats taste good, if you buy into the idea that hunter-gatherer societies is subsidized off of fats, you know, it's their body telling them that they need this. So.
Then what's the excuse for sugar? Because I could eat just Twix bars all day.
That's true. I had trouble grasping this concept as well. So I guess there's something in sugar that tells your body that it can subside off of a carbohydrate, at least. That doesn't necessarily mean it's good for you. I mean, it's also not good to eat a lot of sodium. You will die.
Well, I want to hear from some of these paleo people who think that there's, like, some kind of substitute for candy. Because they're always trying to push me off of these carbs, and I'm just like, what do you want me to have nature's candy, like raisins or something? There's no substitute for straight-up chocolate, right?
Our friend here in town makes some great low-carb pastries. I've had his cakes and cookies and stuff, and they're all great. I think it's interesting, as someone who does cook, you know, that you can have these alternatives, and I think it's fun to kind of make them. And I actually don't like things that are too sweet. So I sort of like the paleo cakes because they're not as sweet as something with a white sugar. would use.
Okay, so I'm not clear on this, but do you know if they give people who serve the military options for what they want to eat that day? Do you get to pack a lunch? Or
actually,
like,
I don't.
Are you just served some slop?
Like, I guess it depends on the situation. Like, if you're
a vegetarian, I would want to have a vegetarian meal. And I would have a huge problem if they were like, no, you only get this, like, meat slob.
I imagine they can be somewhat accommodating. Like, what they probably do is probably like being in your high school. And if you know this, please call in 855-450-3733 and let us know. But it's probably like your high school where they probably have like a main dish, which is usually a meat.
Yeah, Monday hot dog, Tuesday taco, Wednesday hamburger, chocolate milk, those sort of things. Is that what they're going for?
Friday was pizza day, the best day of the week.
It may be if you're in
and all the kids would line up super early just to eat, but.
We're talking about the military, though, because
sure.
This
well,
is
I imagine
meal.
It's the same thing that they probably have people in the mess hall who make up a certain meal per day, and that's what they serve. So you probably have options of like a salad, or you can just eat the vegetables that they're serving and skip the meat.
Well, so this is two counts now where we're having a situation where we're not sure how many options are available in the military. The first was if you can serve openly, and then the second is like what you get to eat while you're in the military. How about just having options? So if you want to support military A, then you will be supported. You can send your tax money to the military that accepts gay people. If you want to give your money to military B, it's the one that doesn't accept gay people. We also only serve meat. Like, military A only has vegetarianism or has options.
Sure,
you know,
sure,
like,
sure. And a lot of people have trouble with this concept because they think that for some reason that we all have to agree on one way to do things, that one size fits all, and that works in some universe. I don't know which one it is. I have never known one size to fit all.
I would like some options, please. I mean, if my money... It's
sure.
Not like anyone gets to choose where the money goes after a robber takes it. So I can see the parallel of, like, the government extorting money from you and then not giving you any options of, like, what kind of military would you like to see? But... No, I do want options because I do think that protecting land and protecting my body is important. So, yeah, if I am paying for that, then I want some options. I want to see a military that does allow gay people and that has some vegetarian options for when they have to eat.
Sure, sure. And I obviously totally agree with you. Even as a straight guy, I think you should be able to choose for yourself. And I think that if people aren't left to decide for themselves, then they become... kind of just useless, you know.
Would you donate to the military that allows gay people, Luther?
I don't know if I would donate to any military. So that's just not a factor for me.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely would. I just wanted to see what straight people would think of, like, oh, I don't want to give to that, you know, just, it would...
It's the military part that I really can't get around.
Well, all right. I
make it my policy not to piss people off.
Well,
sometimes. Not to piss them off enough that they want to hurt me, at least.
But I would want a gay military. I think that would be, like, just...
Fabulous?
Yeah, it would be supreme. I mean, could you imagine a gay military just surrounding San Francisco, just like, nuh-uh, don't you dare come out this line. We're going to shoot you and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Then there are dance parties.
Like,
days of peace.
I guess that'd be great.
They wouldn't really have
myself,
to work that much.
I think an armed citizenry is the best way to go. I think that's even better than a militia. The militias out there, you know, then even still, it's very militarized and very, and it kind of has a bad connotation to it nowadays, ever since, you know, the late 80s, early 90s. Whereas if you say militia or anything, you're kind of considered a domestic terrorist.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you were just speaking about a militia. Did you hear the story from L.A. Times today about the gun control bill that's in the governor's hands?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, you know California has a shaky relationship with gun rights.
Oh, yes. And didn't the city of San Francisco ban them outright?
You know, I'm not sure. That is something I should definitely know.
That's something I heard. I don't know if it went through or not.
I do know that there were people in the Bay Area who were protesting Starbucks for, like, having kicked them out or something because they were open carrying.
I remember that.
It seems to be that a lot of the folks in California think that the only individuals who should be allowed to carry guns are individuals who wear costumes and badges and call themselves the police. Because these people never make mistakes.
Sings Roxanne?
Well, no.
Oh, the actual police.
You're very close. Yeah, no, very close, but yeah, it's just the San Francisco actual police. I don't know why these people who advocate for only cops carrying guns think that these people never make mistakes or something, or everyone who's not a police officer
it's
is automatically a bad guy.
Logic. People are evil, therefore we need government made of people to control people who are evil. But wait, they're people, and they're in the... Geez, my brain is just going to explode
trying to wrap it
around it.
But they usually don't get that far.
Sure.
There's a bill that's... going to bar Californians from openly carrying firearms. Now, in some parts of California, they already have the rule where you can carry a firearm, but it can't be loaded.
Which is about as useful as,
a banana in a holster. So
sure,
that's what people are doing to protest this ban, is they've gathered around the Bay Area, and they are just... showing their numbers. I guess there aren't very many gun rights people in California because, it's kind of hard to fight that battle there.
Sure.
But, yeah, they're wearing bananas in their holster, and I thought that was pretty cute just to show, they're a bunch of good guys. There's no criminal that you know or that you can even imagine that would walk around the streets of California with a banana in a holster. It's just a really nice show of, hey, guys, we're good. We're going to be using our guns for good. It's to protect us. And I'm not a criminal because criminals don't wear bananas in their holster. You just know that. So I think that was a pretty cute idea.
Yeah, I think that's great activism. I mean, it's funny. It shows the absurdity of the situation. And it's harmless, Great activism. And this is from L.A.?
Yeah. This is Los Angeles Times who's saying this.
Well, I'd like to have you read the article when we come back.
I'll give you some more info.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea. That's why we started Samuel Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help people get their small businesses off the ground. When you enjoy the unmistakable taste of a Boston Lager, a beer that started in my kitchen, know you're helping someone else chase their dream. I'll drink to that.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.